Ascent Podcast. We're back here with you. What up, blood? What up? Oh, so I'm gonna go off on these AM and fucking any morning radio hosts. You're junk, okay? First off, understand you're fucking junk. Don't think you're tough because you get up at fucking 4 a.m. You do nothing. And you actually speak to the people who are working every fucking day. So if you're talking about whatever is in your life that's so fucking tough, nobody cares at all. Especially the people you're talking to in the morning who are getting up and working a job they probably don't like, but they're doing it because they have to pay the fucking bills. Well, and then there's some people who are getting up and loving their job and making millions of dollars. And what up, blood? Let's listen to a bit of 50 Cent for you. What up, gangsta? Part of a radio show. They actually wanted to hire my ass. And it was a morning show, and I was like, okay, first off, I don't do mornings. And they're like, oh, well, we really love that you have a podcast, and we can see that it's generating views, and you're controversial. We'll bring you the topics. Okay, yo, first off, I ain't about to fucking spout out whatever the fuck you want to talk about and create your controversy. Yes, maybe I'm controversial, but not, I don't know, I'm just me saying out what I have to say. But these morning fucking radio hosts are a bunch of fucking cucks. Like, especially Landsberg in the morning. No, no, no. The biggest one is, oh fuck, what is his name? Brady. Well, hey, my name is fucking Brady. I'm on Fan 590. I love Detroit so much, I'd rather be talking politics and how Hillary Clinton should be the president. Like, fuck, this guy should be fired, Fan 590. I'm not even saying hire me, because fuck that, I wouldn't even take your job. This guy's an idiot. Holy shit. I feel so sorry for all you guys getting up in the morning and girls working, and you have to listen to these fucking idiots. And then you have to listen how they're depressed and they have mental fucking, oh, I need a mental day. Like, get a fucking real life. You talk on a radio to get paid. I know it's kind of shitty, like, you don't get paid that well until you grind it out forever, and then you finally probably get that 6K thing, but you're just like TV guys. Like, fuck, where is the fucking food truck? Where is anything I can get for fucking free? It reflects from the way that you talk, so, not a fucking cent. You done, son. This is fucking ridiculous. On that note, let's get back to the program of 50 Cent or whatever the fuck it is. Oh, you know, this is so mad. Like, you hear that sound? That's work in the morning. Actually, let's come with me as I go purchase a coffee. It's called real work. I know I don't usually do this, so most people are gonna be like, oh, you don't even work. Fuck, trust me, I hate working. Oh, and I already made the first mistake, forgetting your bank card in your car. You can hear the cars buzzing around me. Everybody's up, having a time.com. It's another beautiful day in the fucking neighborhood. And you radio fucking DJs. Oh, my life is so hard. I got pulled over. Like, fucking, you're just ridiculous. You're shit. Might as well just play commercials. But you know what? That's why there's a podcast. And I can do what I'm doing. And you can't do what you're doing. Hey, how are you doing? Ooh, okay. So, we are at a nice little country style. Fuck, what's Curtis like? He likes cream only, I think. You even forgot what he had to say. So you keto people usually go all black. We'll toss a little cream in there. Let's get the shugs going. Bum, 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 bum. Top of the morning to you, eh? Oh, come on, you gotta have a bit of a more smile on that. It's a fucking Wednesday, isn't it? Thursday? I don't even fucking know. Just remember, a bad day at work always beats a good day at jail. No comedians around here. We're in a small town, so they're probably not liking my jokes. Especially the jail ones. Because they've probably been there a few times. Touchy subject. Right, well, I just made the shittiest copies. You gotta fucking make your own brew here. How you doing there? I'm pretty fucking golden. Can I get the pro line picks for the soccer today? Always got to bet on that World Cup. Can you believe Korea beat Germany yesterday?
That was unbelievable.
No one believes it, but that's my whole thing is I'm an impartial, I don't even care about soccer. Right? But look at the numbers. So then I picked the retarded games. And then.
Game list?
Yeah, please. Please, thank you. Sorry. It's top of the morning, you know? And oh, it just started to rain. Oh, it's coming up. Really holding up the line. I'm sorry, dudes. I'll just pull these coffees. Are you there? No, I don't need the receipt. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Country Style is always a great place. Shell, one of our sponsors. Alrighty. I gotta find a place to pick these picks. Fuck, sorry boys. You look like you're gonna strangle me out or something like that. I swear, I didn't vote the allegiance. If you're still listening, it's probably boring as fuck. Can I get a pen, if you don't mind, please? Pick your... World Cup picks. Alright, so, Okay, Poland, Japan. Well, who do I like better? Obviously, Japanese people. Pretty sure my sister dates a Polish guy. He can go fuck himself. So we're going Japan on this one. Colombia, Senegal. Oh. Well, you know what? It's 420 for Senegal for the win, so we're gonna go Senegal for the win. Oh, the big game, Belgium and England. Well, everyone thinks Belgium's gonna win because it's about their time. The favorite's England. Could be a draw. Don't think so. It's England's World Cup. Going 54, and we're going England for the win. And I'm gonna probably stay away from Tunisia and Panama, if that's what it is. Those are picks. And then we're gonna do a fuck you Poland. We're gonna do a Japan. Fucking Poland. Fucking assholes. Let's go a tie with Poland. Because you fucking cocksuckers. We'll go Colombia for my boys. And we'll still take England. You Belgian fucks. We can't trust you at all. At all. D2. D3. And those are your picks that you want to go with. The fuck do I know? Toss one more in here. This is called the Rando. The fucking Rando. Fucking Poland. I guess I'll fucking pick you, you dumb fucks. Dude. Colombia. Tie with England. Panama's want that. Oh, fuck. I want to say Panama's gonna win. I'm staying away from them. What the fuck am I staying away from? Panama's probably gonna win. I think so. Definitely Panama's gonna win. You've been here for 13 minutes. You're still fucking listening. Kudos to you. Fuck you, radio DJ host. Hope you're getting paid right now, you fuckers. Okay, let's go. Poland win. 53. We go Senegal. 54 tie and 55. So it's fucking cocksucking Panamese. Don't take any of the words that I say. I swear a lot. Sorry. 1, 10, 15, 20. Alright, gambling, you're getting $20. Let's see where these go. Let's give those go, see where they go there, eh? If I win, I'll come back and buy you 2 30-cent candies. What a winner, eh? What's the most money you've seen someone paid out here?
$300,
eh? So 300 is the course record, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going like this. Well, I got a 708 here, so.
Oh, yeah?
If it hits, then I got the course record, I guess.
Do you want the receipt?
No. It's going in the garbajosa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, you do. Bam, 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 bam. Listening to the Not a Cent podcast. We are sponsored today by Shell Diesel. Gas vehicles with trailers. Also by Country Style. We let you make your shitty fucking coffee. We ain't Tim Hortons, but we're charging about the same fucking price. And we're brought to you by Subway, Listeria, and all the shittiest types of meat you can find are in our products. Like I said, we're back here in the morning. I don't even know, God knows why I'm fucking up. Only for my really good friend. Some fucking work thing, right? You know, work. And that's where I, like, started the podcast, getting pissed at these radio dickhead DJs. Like, you are fucking useless. From Usalania, with a bad case of usalitis. I was born in Usalania, okay? I was fucking born in Usalania. It's a tough place. There's a lot of people with usalitis. But that are... I know, because I was born in Usalania and I have usalitis. You fucking radio DJs are fucking useless. Especially the morning ones. The only one who proved his uselessness and then made himself useful is the god Howard Stern. Fuck you, Honda, trying to go up my ass. Like, what the fuck? What... You're driving in a car. I know it's the morning. You gotta get to work that much fucking earlier. Like, you're fucking late. But riding my ass ain't gonna get you there anytime sooner. Just a radio news flash. Oh, keep swerving. Oh, yeah. Man, and you know what's funny is men have to pay higher insurance than women. And I'm pretty sure every time I have a very aggressive woman behind me, look at this woman, she's like giving me a head shake. Sorry, HRV and your Honda. No one cares. Oh, you gotta stop at the red light. Oh, I've stopped with you. Oh, we're still waiting. Oh, and then you just passed. Oh, now we're going and you pass the transport. Like, come on. But guys are fucking more of a liability. Fucking Kathleen Wynne. You were so awesome, you destroyed the fucking Liberal Party in Ontario. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, let's get some music on. 50 Cent. Oh, this one's a good one.
I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time. I'm on some bullshit. Now if you heard on a don't smoke to calm my nerves, but I got beef. Finna crush my enemies like I crushed the head sheets. If you love me, tell me you love me, and don't stab me, man. I hate to be in the pits, clapping one of my fans. Now let me show you how to greet me when you meet me, when you see me. If you're real, my nigga, you know how to holler, G, you man. There's no competition, it's just me. 50 Cent, motherfucker, I'm hot on these streets. If David could go against Goliath with a stone, I could go at Lars and Jacob, both for the throne. I don't need y'all, baby, y'all, I don't need Chris. Take a ray out of LSA, I don't need shit. Nigga, I'm high all the time, I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time, I'm on some hood shit. Give me some drool, purple leaves, and some chocolate. Give me a Dutch and a lot of hot smoke shit. That's it.
Would be a major success. Someone's got to win it. There's no outstanding teams. I've seen Brazil's last two games, which they won 2-0 and 2-0, and they are very good, and they have got obviously some really outstanding players. I mean, Neymar is now starting to look, having missed a lot of the early part of the year through a foot injury, he's starting to look really fit and fine. And I would say from what I've seen so far, they're probably the favourites. But history tells you that when the games are played in Europe, then European teams win. Brazil, the only nation actually to win on European soil, that was 60 years ago. So I mean, you might look at a European nation. And Belgium have got back some ambition because they've got...
News fucking flash. Blah, 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 blah. They're not on fucking European soil. I know you guys like to consider Russia as Europe. Okay, you staunch fuck. You're going to get a World Cup because the fixes it. If you've watched any of the soccer games, like Germany lost to fucking Korea. Saudi Arabia is in the World Cup. Oh, but, you know, sports is not fixed at all. So let's listen to this British guy say how awesome England is, and they're the greatest nation that could ever live.
In Moscow, and I didn't learn the word in Russian to yes over that period at all, because nobody said yes to anything. And it was very unfriendly. It's just the opposite this time. It's amazing what the best part of 40 years can do.
Yeah, it's changed a ton. We hope you have a great call today, and we thank you very much for coming out.
Oh, that's Wayne Brady.
So much. My pleasure. Talk to you again.
Martin Tyler, legendary broadcast voice, done the FIFA games for a decade. So kids know him, grown-ups know him, and had that amazing Man City call in 2012. England wins today, Elliot. They'll play on July 6th. If they lose, they'll play on July 7th. And they're gonna get an easy, I think they'll be the heavy favorite in the round of 16. But all this is just shaping up to worry about who you
this
play in the
guy is such and, like, a fucking dick in his mouth. Maybe just listen to this fucking loser.
15 minutes before 8 o'clock, we wait to see Jeff Beck and Paul Rogers. That's coming up on August 1st, but your opportunity to win those tickets is coming right up.
They're shutting them up.
416-870-0590, star 590.
Fucking whatever Brady is his name. This guy is lame, you know, if, like, you know, England, like, they're over in Russia, and you know how I feel about Putin, and, you know, like, Hillary Clinton should probably have been. This guy is a fucking idiot. And Fan 590, every morning, you hardworking Canadian fucking grinding dudes and girls, listen to this fucking cuck. And if you ever meet him face to face, he's the most smug, rudest fucking piece of shit you will ever meet. And that's a congruent thing about these radio fucking DJs. You ain't shit. All right? Kim Mitchell, go fuck yourself, buddy. The only reason guys like me know about you is because you got a fucking job at Q107. And while you're getting paid to be a fucking disc jockey, you spun your own music, you fucking selfish prick. So SoCan's paying your ass. Fucking Q107's paying your ass. Your song's getting played, like... There's a reason patio lanterns aren't cool and they are done with construction or design. If anyone puts patio lanterns up, you're like, where's the acid and the fishbowl with the keys that we're switching up with people? Because you had to be on that to think that song was actually good or anything Kim Mitchell ever fucking touched. I can understand. Damn, I wish I wrote that. Because damn, you wish you wrote an actual fucking song. Ugh. You are so lucky you're a Canadian musician because they have to fucking play you. They have to play you. Fuck. I don't know exactly what Prime Minister was the man who made that happen. I'm pretty sure it was Trudeau, but don't mark me on that. Might have been a Mulroney-ish. I don't know. So, you know, thank him. Fuck, call him up every day and be like, yo, I have a fucking career. Yeah, I know you do. Because we have to play you. We have to listen to you. And the funny thing is, the real good Canadian musicians, you never fucking play. Like, play me some more Colin James Little Big Band. No? Okay. Play me, like, everything from Neil Young. But you're only gonna give me Old Man. That's about it, what you're giving me. But fucking Harvard. Like, fuck, you give nothing, you radio DJ fuckers. And then you talk about sports. Brady, I'm after you because I listen to your fucking ridiculous clown-ass balloon mouth for so many mornings. And I'm like, you know, I really... There is another fucking idiot that you're on with. And I'm like, I hope they fire that guy. But then I started to like him. And I'm like, how do you last? Your sports input is as dull as a butter knife. You are so one-sided. And you just sound like the kind of guy that should have probably got punched in the face every day you went to fucking school. You probably never played sports. And if you did, I'll challenge you to every fucking sport there is right now. I'll play you in basketball. I'll take you out. Well, I'll take you out on the golf course. Let's see how good Wayne Brady. Like, you're a fuck. I don't even know if your name's Wayne Brady. Just something Brady. And you're a fucking idiot. You're like at my number one of the top guys. The other ones are just as useless. Who's the other one? He's just rated. You guys talk. Yeah, you have the same fucking. Like, is that how you fucking talk? Really? Like, oh, bleh. Whoever taught. You probably went to school for radio and broadcasting because some fucking guy told you how to talk like that. Newsflash, those who can't do, teach. Yes, that's what they do. And the other guy who's in your category as fucking useless, opinionated, basically I'm gonna call you scum, lucky, yeah, hit the lottery, you should be fired. Stu fucking Jeffries, the boom. Wow, Stu Jeffries in the morning. Like, you're fucking so terrible. Just play more music. Why I love Sirius is because it's music all the fucking time. If I want to listen to talk, I'll listen to talk. I love talk. Good talk radio. The sad thing is, good talk radio doesn't come on until about 10 p.m. You might get lucky, you go to AM610. At 9 o'clock, they start playing Coast to Coast, and there might be a good guest on there, and it's decent. But, guys are useless. Fucking terrible. You're almost as useless as professional sports. and the fixing on that. So, I know it doesn't really matter, but they don't accept calls anymore, Fan 590. They used to have call-ins. But if you call in and just, Brady, you're fucking useless. Stu Jeffries, you're useless. Like, spin us some original material. It's so fucking sad when you have artists who have so much music and you don't even play fuck all. So, go fuck yourself and enjoy your day. Fuck you, radio DJs. You're useless.